WB3GXW, W3ICF, you there, John? John, this is Phil, W3ICF. I'm down in St. Albans. I went home so I could connect up to the conference server direct there remotely. So what I did, I've added it into me down here at St. Albans, and I've connected into the conference server. So just wanted to tell you so you wouldn't try to loop or connect up to W3ICF-R. It will be getting the traffic. W3ICF.
WB3GXW. Okay, Phil, thank you very much. Appreciate that heads up. And make sure you let Marty know that the repeater is linked, because it's not showing up on the conference server site because you've got it connected to you. Over.
Well, I had to do it that way because my team viewer from down here is not functioning up to there. So instead of me being able to do it from a home site, I just had to conference it in. Makes me blind to the list on Voice DC, but leastways I can hear the traffic, and anybody that comes in up there will be able to get through to it. Just wanted to make it available for all possible. W3ICF, I'll go back to monitoring.
Roger, take care. WB3GXW, clear.
All right. I copied that. Thanks, Phil, and thanks, John. I appreciate it. I'm very mobile right now, trying to get out of D.C. I'm hoping that my service here is going to stay solid. If not, I might have to jump off on one of the repeaters. But we'll get started here in just a moment. And thank you very much, folks. KB3MXMO.
KB3MYD monitoring.
MYD, thank you for joining. We'll be starting our EchoLink net for the Maryland D.C. section in just a few moments. Please stick around. We'd like to have you on the group tonight. All right. Good evening, everyone. It looks like it's 2000 hours, 8 p.m. Eastern time, and it's the third Friday of the month. So we'll be started here in just a few moments. I am mobile, so I'm hoping my connection here stays solid all the way through. I might have to jump over to one of the repeaters. So, John, if you hear me on your repeater, that's why. All right, we'll get started in just a few minutes. Let's give it just about another minute or two, and we'll get everybody gathered up. KB3MXM, Maryland Section EchoLink Net, stand by. One more thing, is there anybody like to be alternate for tonight, just in case I lose my connection?
WJ3K can be your alternate, Marty. I have my clipboard out now.
All right, I heard W3, sorry I didn't catch the rest. Go ahead.
This is Whiskey Juliet 3 Kilo.
Whiskey Juliet 3 Kilo. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. We'll be starting in just a moment. I just got a little bit more traffic to get through, so I can pay attention to what I'm doing. Hang on. All right, let's go ahead and get started. Thanks, everybody, for joining this evening. This is the third Friday of the month, 8 p.m. The Maryland Section EchoLink Net begins. And let me start off by saying that Gordon's got my back on this, so if I lose connection, he'll be taking over. Thank you very much, Gordon. I appreciate your help. And since I'm coming to you via the smartphone, my visibility on the list is going to be a little limited, so I'm sure we can work through it. Good pileup tonight. All right, hang on just a second. People, for some reason, like to use the shoulder. So a few activities coming up in the next couple of months. We've got some special events, and we've got some participation with our local communities. We've got some marathons and walks and runs and things like that. You can find those on the section webpage. I mean, the section website. As soon as I post them, you should be getting your EchoLink news. I mean, your Maryland section news here. Sometime tonight. I just sent it out within the last 20 minutes, and it is posted on the MDC section page under the ARRL headquarters site. So look for that. Take a break. Stand by. So we had a board of directors meeting Tom Abernathy, our division director, W3TOM, was at the board of directors meeting, and those minutes have been published. I would encourage all of you who are interested in the activities at the league to read those. Some good things are happening up there, and the league officials have been visiting quite a few places here, and they came down to Maryland last month. I was invited into a meeting with them, as well as others in D.C., and that was very informative. And they were sitting there listening to what we had to say, so I think they went back with some good information, and hopefully they'll act on all of that, and things will get much better. If you haven't yet, and I encourage you to do so, if you get the QST magazine, or you have access to the online version, the Maryland section made a very nice representation for the recent ARRL and Red Cross exercise a couple of months ago break. So I want to extend a big thank you to all the participants and everyone in the section who was participating in the exercise. It was very well received, and I think it was a good demonstration of emergency communications or alternate communications. We used MT-63, and you can read about how the exercise was put together. A good portion of the Atlantic Division participated, as well as the stations in the Roanoke Division. So I'm hoping that all of you will be able to see that article in the QST. And it was, I think the league did a really good job on it. Two-pager, and it points out that emergency communications is definitely important. Break. We've also had some pretty significant weather go through the area recently. Some of it's been rather devastating out to the west, as well as some on the eastern shore in southern Maryland. And I'm going to be working with Mike, KA2JEI, and Ken, KG4USN, and Jim, the Section Emergency Coordinator, to come up with a methodology on reporting situational awareness during these storms, because they can affect our fellow hams as well as our community leaders. It can be temporary, it can be small in scale, but it can be significant in that it can interrupt transportation and communication. So I'm going to work on that plan a little bit more and get it disseminated out to the section. Break. I'm pleased to announce that the membership in the section has steadied out a little bit. We lose some members. They may let their license lapse, or they're not joining up as being a league member anymore, but I'm starting to notice that to settle out a little bit, as well as new members that are joining. I was quite surprised how many joined last month, and I'm identifying that there is a cycle to this. About every 2 years, it peaks. So hopefully we're going back up on the peak again. As many of you know, the extra license changed. So if you're studying for your extra, make sure you have the new manual. And there are classes going on. I saw some of them online recently, as well as testing out of the Laurel VE and other locations that are going to be happening over the next couple of months. Look for that in the section news or the Laurel VE website. Break. So let's go ahead and get to the list. Thank you very much again for joining here on Friday evening. It's a balmy 83 degrees as I inch my way up 295 out of the district. So we'll start with some of the names that I've seen on the list, which I can't get to right now. So we'll start with some of the section staff. We'll start with Al, W3YVQ, our section traffic manager. Go ahead, Al.
Good evening, Marty, and everyone else on the conference this evening. Welcome. And we just got off a busy third region net, which I run on Friday nights. And we got a whole pile of traffic moved before the top of the hour, which is when the area net meets here in this third of the country. And we had both of our digital traffic stations on MEPN tonight. They're capable of both radio connections to Winlink and radio connections to the digital traffic network to post and retrieve traffic for the section. We're getting about 95% of our traffic from RRI coming into the section, and our outbound path is to the RRI third region net as well. So they're helping us out quite a bit, and that fills out the nationwide messaging services break. And with the unfortunate passing of WHCPG, who for a number of years was the manager of our Maryland SlowNet, which is a traffic training net and CW training net, all wrapped up into one, sponsored for many years by the Anne Arundel Club, and the former manager of Buck, KC3Y, some of you will remember, no doubt. And since the net was left without a net manager, one of the first orders of business was to find someone who was willing to step into the shoes left by Bruce. And there were a couple of fellows, Kaz up here in the Towson area, had some interest. He's been making a considerable contribution to the Maryland SlowNet by transcribing the CW on a website so that people who are not quite certain of their CW yet can see what's being sent on the net. But Ron, N3AEA, it's November 3, Alpha Echo Alpha, has agreed to step up for the net manager's position, so I'm going to appoint him to take that responsibility, and hopefully the Anne Arundel Club will continue to support him. And Bruce had a funny situation, WHCPG, because he lived in West Virginia and had to report his traffic handling to the West Virginia section traffic manager, running a net here in MDC for the Anne Arundel Club and the section, and had to report the net behavior to me. So he always had a couple of paintbrushes in the bucket. Anyhow, we wish good luck and success to Ron in 3AEA taking over as net manager. Everybody have a great weekend. W3YVQ 73 all.
Okay, Father Al, thank you very much for that report. Let's go to Eric, our section youth coordinator. Go ahead, Eric. Do you have an update for us on the activities with the scouting program recently and their participation in amateur radio? Go ahead, sir. All right. I can't see the text box. I hear it beeping in my ear, so I'll just have to avoid that for right now, and let's move on. Let's go to November 3, Tango Juliet Golf. N3TJO.
Yeah, good evening, Marty. Thanks for running the net. Just checking in. Tommy, N3TJO.
All right, Tommy, thank you very much. Let's go to Chris, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf. Sir, go ahead.
Hey, B3WG, good evening, Marty and everyone on the net. Apologies for checking in a little late tonight. Not too much going on over here. Baltimore Traffic Net still looking for net control stations, and we'll be happy to train you how to do that. Send me an email, ab3wg@arrl.net, and our process runs each evening, 6:30 p.m. on the Shawsville repeater, 145.330. Thanks for running the net, Marty. Back to you, ab3wg.
Okay, Chris, thank you. Yeah, it meets on VHF on 2 meters at a repeater out of Shawsville. So if you're anywhere in the upper central part of Maryland, you can certainly get connected to that. And that's part of the traffic program, so you'll hear liaison stations coming from MEPN, and you'll hear stations taking traffic and sending, receiving. It's a good opportunity to practice your traffic process and get familiar with how the nets are run, and that goes right along with during activities where you need to have net operations. You get familiar with that. All right, very good. Thank you, Chris. Let me go down to KA2JAI. Good evening, Mike, and why don't you go ahead and call for stations on your system and give us a little bit what's happening in your area, sir. Go ahead, Mike.
Thank you, Marty. July 31st,
just a few weeks ago, we were participants in the county's mass care shelter exercise. I'll just quickly give a few of the high points, not to take too much time, but they functionally simulated the registration at two shelters and an EOC. We passed traffic for county agencies between the shelters and the EOC. We also entered data in WebEOC as we went along. We used WinLink to pass WebEOC data when we simulated the internet being down, and we had a participant from PG County. The AEC was very kind to join us and provide an evaluator function for ARES. This Monday evening, the ARES team will be getting back together to do a hot wash for it. The county has quarterly local emergency planning committee meetings. At each meeting, a different agency is asked to give a presentation for approximately 45 minutes, and then each of the others in the room are asked to stand up and give just a 2 or 3 minute update on their areas. The one coming up in September, ARES was asked to give the presentation, so we're very excited about that, and we'll be preparing for that here pretty soon. And last item I want to mention is the annual Emergency Prep Expo that the county runs is coming up at Marlink Station Mall on the 21st, and we will have a booth there as well. Okay, I'm going to call for check-ins on the 442.3 repeater in Annapolis. I already have KC3NRN, WJ3K, and KB3KWT, so you guys just stand by. Let me ask if there's anyone else on the repeater who would like to check in, please call now. This is KA2JAI.
Eagles, all four, uniform, Sierra November.
November 3, Sierra Echo Oscar.
Kilo Charlie 3, November Tango Golf.
Okay, got three more, KG4USN, N3SEO, and KC3NTG. Let me stop at the, so I'm going to start at the top of my list with Rick, KC3NRN. Do you have any comments for the net, please? Okay, nothing heard there. Let me move on to Gordon, WJ3K.
Thank you, Mike. This is Whiskey Julia 3 Kilo. I volunteered as assistant net control, but I'm really flying blind because I'm operating on RF and I don't have any text in front of me from the computer. So if Marty has someone else who could take over as assistant net control, it might be a good idea. And other than that, you said everything I would have said if you weren't here about Anne Arundel County areas. I'm real happy to be working in this organization. WJ3K.
E3JQQ.
That's why I didn't step up to be alternate for you. On my screen, I can only see the people connected to my node, so I don't know who the other check-ins are. Let's move on next to Paul, KB3KWT, for comments.
Tomorrow I'll be participating in a public service event, and there's, I don't know, around 15 AM's going to be doing it tomorrow. And that's all I have, KB3KWT, clear.
Thank you, Paul, and as you know, I'll be there as well, so I'll be talking to you on the radio tomorrow. Next is Ken, KG4USN.
Good evening, all. Mike, thanks for running this part of the net. Marty, thanks for running the big net. Nothing really big to report here. Everything seems to be a little bit quiet, and we're all just kind of marching along towards fall. I am fooling around in the SARG reading contest tonight when I'm done with the net. Fool around a little with that. And that's it for amateur radio for me. Back to you all.
Thank you, Ken. Frank, N3SEO, your comments, please.
Thank you all. N3SEO, all is quiet here, and hope to stay that way. Back in it, N3SEO.
Thank you, Frank. And next is Justin, KC3NTG. Go ahead.
KC3NTG. This is Jeff, Southeast Baltimore. Very happy to be checking into the net, listening in for some information on some of the public service stuff you guys are doing. Relative to ham, been a technician for not too long. Getting ready to take the general tomorrow, so I'm excited to get on HF. Back to net.
Thank you, Justin, and good luck on your general exam. Are there any other check-ins to the 442.3?
KC3NYG.
I think I heard KC3NYG. Go ahead with your comments, please.
Yeah, this is KC3NYD, Kilo Charlie 3, Mike Yankee Delta. This is the first time I'm talking to anybody on the radio, really. I got my technician's license a couple months ago, just passed my general yesterday, so If you guys can hear me, I'm glad you can.
Well, congratulations on your new license, and thanks for checking in this evening. Marty, I'm at the bottom of my list. I'm going to turn the net back to you again. This is KA2JAI.
Okay, Mike. Well, thank you very much. Nice 8 check-ins there. I think it's 3, 6, 7, 8, something like that. All right, we're going to let everything reset, folks, and we'll continue on with the list. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C. section EchoLink on the WB3GXW EchoLink system. Stand by. We'll be right back. All right, let's move on to any stations on the N3HF system. N3HF, do we have any stations on N3HF? Go ahead.
KCDMYV, I'm pretty sure I'm on one of those repeaters.
Ema, what's the rest of the call, sir? Give it to me again, please.
KC3MYD.
MYD, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm located in Ocean City, Maryland. I'm operating off of an analog radio off of one of their repeaters in the town.
Oh, MYD, thank you very much. Can you give me your first name so I can write it on my log, please?
My first name is Aaron. Alpha Alpha Romeo. Oh, I can't remember that, what that is. N as in Nancy.
All right, Aaron, I've got it. Alpha Alpha Romeo Oscar November. Thank you. All right, let's go to the station that checked in, November 3 Lima. November 3 Lima, sir. That's all I got of your call. If you could give me your call again. You're checked into HF. I mean, you're checked into the N3HF system. November 3 Lima, your call again, please. All right, we'll come back to him. And thank you for checking in. I also saw on the list, before I get to Phil, I saw Kilo Charlie Zero Sierra X-Ray Whiskey. Kilo Charlie Zero, go ahead, sir. Do you have something for the net?
Good evening, Kilo Charlie Zero Sierra X-Ray Whiskey. Name is Wade. I don't always make it onto the net, but I enjoy it when I do. Recognized a couple names on there, Kurt and Mike. Not so much to add, just recently moved from Maryland to Virginia, and just like to stay in touch with folks. Thank you.
Okay, Wade. Well, thanks for joining us again from Virginia. We appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to join us here on the EchoLink, and we'll look forward to hearing you again real soon, I hope. All right, let's go to W3ICF, and then right after Phil, only because I have it on my list next, is Kilo Bravo 3 Echo Foxtrot Sierra. You'll be after Phil. W3ICF, Phil, go right ahead.
Good evening again there, Marty. This is W3ICF from St. Albans, West Virginia, with the W3ICF-R linked in. I'm sort of blind to everything, as was mentioned earlier. But let me ask and see if there's any RF connections there on the W3ICF-R. Come ahead in, please, and let Marty get your call. W3ICF standing by. Doesn't look like we've got anybody out there, but I tried, Marty. Anyhow, I'm down here in St. Albans for a family reunion, and I thought I'd try to get in here with the net and leastways link in the repeater up there, so being I'm not home, I couldn't do it. Everything's going well up there in Frederick, as far as I know, and Rick has been doing a good job with the weather. I don't know if he's out there because I don't have a list, but he may give you an update, N3RO, if he's in there. May give you an update on some of the weather activity and the classes that they participated in. So with that, W3ICF, back to net control.
Okay, Phil. Well, thank you for that update, and thanks for calling on your repeater up there in Frederick. I don't see Rick on, but I do see a couple other folks, weather folks on here, so we'll get to those in just a moment. So if you do weather stuff, you'll be next right after Kilo Bravo 3 Echo Foxtrot Sierra. Go ahead, sir.
Well, good evening, Marty. It's Dave up in Little Falls, New York. And just perfect timing. I just finished downing burrito number 2 of the evening. So anyhow, bit humid and hot up here, and we're supposed to get some precipitation along with some noise and light show coming out of the sky this evening. And other than that, not much going on here. Not able to get on RF at all due to location. Topography as well as city restrictions. They don't like any outdoor antennas. They're even trying to frown on my HT. And I kindly informed them that you'll run into a large wave of resistance, and they back down. Life goes on, and the first harmonic has a broken ankle and probably won't work until at least Halloween, and the second harmonic granddaughter type is 2.5 and quite the handful. So it's a three-generation apartment here. And that's all from here. KB3EFS back to net control.
All right, very good. Working on a burrito and pleasant skies up north. And for some reason, I've run into a traffic jam. The sign says road work ahead, but they must be working on all lanes because everybody stopped. I don't get that. All right, let's move down the list. Let's go over to, I know I have quite a few to go through, so let's go over to W3TDH, and then right after that we'll go to Kurt, WA3TOY. So let's go to W3TDH. You're next, sir. Your audio is almost non-existent. Try that again. Give us a mic check, sir.
Let me try this again. Looks like I may be over-modulating, but I'm not sure. Can you give me a signal repeat?
Well, I hear you, but you're definitely over-modulated. It's a hot mic, as they say. You want to turn it down? I could go to Kurt. I'll come back to you. How's that sound? It's just hot. That's all. It's definitely overmodulated. Let me come right back to you. Hang on just a second. I'll let you do your adjustments, and I'll be right back. WA3TOI. Kurt, you're next. Go ahead.
Well, good evening, Marty, and everyone on the net. Let's see here. What do we have? Well, we're going to be helping out with that event that Paul, KB3KWT, was mentioning. Myself and Mike and Mike's wife, Andrea, will be manning one of the checkpoints. And I guess on the Skywarn front, they had a successful webinar session Wednesday night for online basic Skywarn training. I understand that went quite well. There's going to be a basic Skywarn class in September on the 11th of September in Annapolis, if anyone's interested. And the next Skywarn meeting is going to be September 7th at 10:30 at the Sterling National Weather Service office. If anyone wants to go, they're more than welcome to sit in on the meeting, and there's a picnic afterwards. This particular meeting is our yearly picnic meeting. I don't have much else, Marty, so back to you, WA3TOY.
All right, Kirk, thank you very much. Let me go ahead and ID. This is KB3MXN. My name is Marty, and you're listening to the Maryland DC Echolink Conference here on the WB3GXW, Echolink node and repeater, and other link systems. Let's go back to W3TDH. Let's see if that microphone's all tuned up for us. Go ahead.
Well, let's see. It's still too hot, but it looks like it's. I put it way out in the background. Maybe that'll be readable. It's good already starting to thunder anyway, so we'll have it. Is what I'm saying. So I'll turn it back to
that. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. you know how it would probably, I'm sure you could all paint a picture right now. So I'm on the expressway with four lanes, and the sign says the left two are closed, but 50% of the traffic is still in the left lane. No good can come of this, and people are still going to the left lane. I don't get that. All right, let's continue on here. I got November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Go ahead. All right, let's move down to Kilo Bravo 3, Whiskey Quebec India. Whiskey Quebec India. Go ahead. All right, let's go to Scott. Kilo Bravo 3, Juliet, Quebec, Quebec, sir. Go right ahead.
All right, well, you kind of caught me off guard there. I had to pick up the HT and turn it on. I'm listening to a scanner. Can't talk on a scanner. Anyway, only got 82 degrees here. It started at 84, but it got dark, and the Orioles, let's see. Of course, they don't have the score up, but we were losing last time I looked. Anyway, hot and humid. Got a bike ride in today or two. Of course, the second one was a little wet, but it started raining. Yes, here we go. Boston 3, Orioles 2, bottom of the fifth. All right, back to you guys. KB3JQQ.
All right, very good, Scott. Thank you. I'll mark you down. And let's go back to Milford. Did you got that thing working yet? November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. No audio on that time around. All right, everybody stand by. We're going to let everything reset, and then we'll continue with the list. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C. Sexual Echo Link Net on the WB3GXW system and linked repeaters. Please stand by.
Testing 1-2.
There he is. Stand by a minute. Hang on. Okay, Whiskey Yankee Golf, you're next. Go right ahead.
Well, third time's a charm. I finally got the right buttons pushed in the right order. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Gulf, Milford, in beautiful downtown Bowie. And nothing much to report from here. The Holly Net is doing well. We had a great time on the Maryland QSO party. Matter of fact, we had a contact on 40 meters from a KE0 call and realized that he was in Edgewater, Maryland. So he came over to the station and visited with us for a while. And while he was there, his father called out in Kansas and finally got his rotator going, so we got a contact from his father as well. So had a pretty good night, and everybody enjoyed themselves. Marty, keep those hands on the wheel, sir, if you can, and get out of that trouble as quick as you can. We'll talk to you later. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford, and beautiful downtown Bowie.
Okay, Milford, thanks for that update. Yep. Yep, rule number one when flying, it's navigate, then communicate. So you got to make sure you know where you are. We're getting along here. All right, let's go over to Kilo 3, Foxtrot Romeo Delta, Kilo 3 FRD. I like that comment. Yes, please fly in the middle of the air to avoid contact with the ground. Absolutely. All right. Folks, I'm going to be honest with you. That's all I can see on my screen. So I'm just going to have to put the call out. Now, please, don't pile up. We're single-handed right now, so just give me your calls. Spread them out. If I missed anybody or anybody would like to add anything, let's get to the missed anybody first that might have been on the list that I called. We'll do those first, and then we'll do new contacts. And then we'll do any alibis. So do we have anyone I called that didn't check in, or I haven't called, that's checked in? Your call sign, please.
WB3GXW.
All right, John, I got you. WB3GXW, stand by, please. Do we have any stations that just checked in, just joined us here, or on HF, on RF, that I'm not able to see. Is there any stations that'd like to check in? Your call signs, please. All right, nothing heard. And is there any station that's checked in, has been called, or would like to have an alibi for adding something to the net? Give me your call sign now. I'll put you on the list. Wow, you're making it easy for me. Thank you. All right, let's go to John. WB3JXW, sir. It's all yours.
Okay, good evening, everybody. WB3GXW. The general class question pool changed July 1 this year, extra class next year. Yeah, let's see. What's the other item? Yes, the Lowell Amateur Radio Club will be testing tomorrow at 9 o'clock at 384 Main Street in Laurel. Walk-ins are welcome. No charge for the exams. Bulletins will be on tomorrow night starting at 8 o'clock. The Warsh DC conference server. Please log in and enjoy the bulletins. Sunday night they start at 7 with the latest edition of This Week in Amateur Radio. And one of my favorite parts is the ancient amateur archives that Bill Continelli produces. Talks about the history of amateur radio and radio in general, dating all the way back to the beginning of the last century. That's all I got. Good night. WB3GXW clear.
All right, John. Thank you. All right. Do we have any latecomers or alibis that would like to check in before I give final words for the net? Your call sign, please. All right. Let's talk a little bit about being a pioneer. So we know that Maxim's birthday is coming up soon, and the Hagerstown, the Antietam Amateur Radio Club, as well as others, including the league, are going to celebrate this by having a special event station. They are looking for some help. If you're in the area and you would like to participate, contact them so you can help them there on the air to get as many contacts and to send out as many QSL cards, and let's get us on the map. But let's talk about pioneers. Maxim was a pioneer. We're all pioneers. So we go where sometimes others haven't gone, and we might bring back some good information. We have to share that so that everyone will benefit. It's very difficult to create all of what you see and hear in amateur radio, the news on the amateur radio news line, what you might read on Southgate, what you read on the Internet, the section news, the Aries reports. It's not easy. But you can be a pioneer, and you can drive that forward so that the folks that need to get the information can share it. So I'm looking for some pioneers. If you're interested in public information, public speaking, or you're interested or know someone that's the public information officer of your club, I encourage you to tell them, tell me, and the section leadership on what's going on. We have 34 clubs in the Maryland, D.C. area. It is impossible for me to check every single website every single month to see what's going on. The Skywarn classes, the public service events, the open houses, the testing sessions, although that is listed online. But if you have something that others could share in and be pioneers with you, then let's share it up so we can share it down with everyone else. I encourage you to participate in your community. We've been very fortunate this year. Take a nickel. We've been somewhat fortunate. I won't say very. I'll say somewhat fortunate that we have not yet had any catastrophic weather events or other things that could interfere with our happiness. But that could happen. And so if you're interested in emergency communications, get involved. You have to be trained. Get your training. And you have to be recognized, which means participating in your Aries teams and participating online. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. We had over 25 stations, I counted. I could be off by one or two. We had 25 stations join us this evening from all over Maryland, New York, Virginia, and we even have stations sometimes from overseas. Thanks again. Have a good night. Be safe. 7-3 to all. KB3MXM Mobile. The Maryland Echo Link Net is now closed. 7-3. Goodbye.
KB3MXM. This is Whiskey Juliet 3 Kilo.
Whiskey Juliet 3 Kilo. Gordon, go right ahead, sir.
Double Gordon.
KB3MXM, this is WJ3K. I count figures 2-1 stations heard on the net tonight.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. 2-1. 2-1 stations. 21. Thank you again for being my backup. Appreciate your help. 7-3, sir.
Somehow I managed to pick up 27 on the list I compiled, KB3JQQ.
KB3MXM, WA3POI. Marty, have a go and drive safe.
Thank you, Kurt, very much. Appreciate it. And I'm sure we can add up all the numbers. It was a good showing tonight. Thank you all for joining.
Well, by the time you get home, the text box and my list and everything will be up on kb3jqq.com. So you can look at it all there.
KC3LQC.
Backyard right now. Actually, the whole net, about the whole commute. Believe it or not, I'm now near Baltimore, so I've got about another 10 minutes to go, and I'll be done. Thanks for keeping me company, guys. KB3MXM.
All right. The guy on the Balfour, did you say KC3LGD? The reason nobody's getting it is got low audio. I'm on a Balfour, too, but I'm able to crank the volumes up on my system here so I can compensate. Get up on there and give it to us again. That's why Marty didn't get you the first time. I think it was KGC-LGC. I don't know what to tell you, Marty. I guess he's a little mic shy. KB3JQQ.
Well, I will tell you firsthand, my experience with a Balfour radio was nothing more than a nightmare. I mean, the book is only about the size of a playing card. And, well, I'll just tell you it was difficult. I had to get some help. So I'm glad he joined. Did you say it was Lima Golf Delta or Lima Golf Charlie? Or are you not sure?
I'm not sure. He just didn't have enough audio, really, to tell. He was, like, way off in the background. He said, I'm on a Balfour here, but I'm able to crank up the levels on the signal link into the radio, so y'all hear me okay.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything here. I'll put him down on the list, and we'll look forward to having him join us the next time. And if you're listening on your Balfour, we've all struggled with those little radios. It should be on the test. It should be the test. That's the basic 101 radio. There is no easy way to do those. All right, folks, I'm getting close to my destination, and I think I'm going to have to... I'm going to have to land here and get a $100 hamburger. So I'll say 7-3s to everybody. Thanks again for joining. KB3MXM Mobile. Good night. 7-3.
All right. By the way, I think it was KGC-LGC. But we can always just play back the audio that I captured and crank it up when he shows up. Maybe we can hear him that time. Actually, the Balfour isn't all difficult to program once you understand how it... The basic stuff, I could show you how to do it using the... If you can program it in as VFO, and that could show you a real simple way to get into a memory. But it's a lot easier with Chirp once you get past the driver issues with the fake prolific chipset.
All right, Kirk N7BGJ73. Appreciate you being there for me this week with all of us, and we'll catch you again next week. WD7F, John, the man's name. Go ahead, John, 73 round.
Okay. KE5SQC and the group, WD7F for the 73 round. Hello, Rick, good to hear you. And I'm glad you made it. Hope you can make it again. And, Frank, here's the deal. When you told us the temperature, you said 100.3. That was 109 here. So I guess you live in cold territory. We say cold country. God, man. You'd be wanting to get your long underwear out if you're under 100 degrees this time of the year. Anyway, we're still pretty warm. The one great grandson, Kai, no way. All he wanted to go out and get in the pool all day, and Nanny says, no, I'm not going out in there. It's 108 degrees outside. And he would just fuss. And, well, finally, Mimi, their grandma, come over. And so they're out there in that stifling heat in the pool. That's right. They're young.
I was wondering if I was ever going to be able to sign out. All right, well, you drive safe. And with that, I'm going to cut this thing off and get it up on the website, KB3JQQ.